Hi everyone, Dave Stachowiak here, host of the Coaching for Leaders podcast with the fifth and final lesson in this new audio course, How to Create Your Personal Vision. In this final lesson, your next steps now that a vision has emerged. This is not your typical episode. Those air every Monday. Just this week, I've been airing this special audio lesson. The last regular episode is number 430. If this is your first time listening and you're searching for that in the episode feed, hello if that's you. And also, applications are open to the Coaching for Leaders Academy just for another 2 days. You can discover more and apply for the Academy by going over to coachingforleaders.com/academy before the end of the day this Friday, September 13th. Quick reminder here as well that this entire audio course is vanishing off the public feed here after our Academy applications close on Friday, but you'll still be able to get full access to the entire course indefinitely. To do that, just log into the course section of the free membership portal on our website, and if you don't already have access to the free membership, you can set up your account right now by going over to coachingforleaders.com. Now that you've completed the first four lessons and emerged with a tangible vision, it's time to consider your next step. Before you do, since this is such an important framework that you've created for what your future will look like, set it aside for a day or two. Regardless of how it's emerged, a few days of thought and reflection on it will often surface thinking that didn't happen during the process. And don't be shy about going back and adding something in or pulling something out or making a few tweaks and changes. Our Academy members often do this after writing a draft vision and then discover with some reflection that there's changes to be made. This is also the time to consider getting input from someone else who supports you. Now, a word of caution on this: share your vision only with someone who wants what's best for you and is likely to give you input that's supportive. That may be a spouse or partner, it may be a dear friend, or it may be in a space where there's been a lot of intention placed to create trust and to support you to get better, like we do inside our Academy cohorts. All relationships like that take time to get to that point. And if it's not at that point with one of those relationships, that's okay, but I'd suggest then not handing your vision to that person. You want someone who's going to support what you've created and help you make it better for you, not tear you down with critical feedback. And keep in mind, too, in the case of a spouse or partner, your personal vision may intertwine a lot with their lives pretty closely, too. So in those areas, be mindful of what your vision means for them, and you may choose to do some vision creation together. When you do get input from others on your vision, remember that you don't have to take the input. It's perfectly acceptable, and I teach this in the Academy, to just say thank you for whatever is offered. In fact, that's probably the best response anytime you get feedback. And then you can decide later if that input or feedback is something you want to do something with or just set aside. Once you've considered that, then it's time to take the first step. And this is where we transition from the leadership conversation we've been having here, like I mentioned in an earlier lesson about change, and into management, which is more about handling complexity. The key in turning your vision into reality is to find one area that you're ready to move on and start there. The rest of the vision gets set aside, at least for a little while you start on one thing. More so than anything else, this is where I get pushback from people. Folks will say, wait, I'm managing a team of 30 people. I'm running a household with 2 kids. I'm handling half a dozen projects with pretty good success. Don't you think I can move on 2 or 3 things in my vision right now? And I really used to think yes, and I certainly tried to move on multiple things at once many times, and I have failed almost every time, a lot, and I've seen a lot of other people fail at doing multiple things at a time too. Our Academy graduates will tell you that it's work just to focus on one thing over time consistently. The reason we fail at stuff like this is because behavior change is really darn hard. It's not the same thing as carting kids to school or managing a team and all that other stuff. Not that that's not hard, but it's just different because you're changing how you think and how you behave. That is really hard work. Ask anyone who's trying to lose weight or exercise more on how hard behavior change really is. Working 15 years at Dale Carnegie totally changed my thinking on this too. Carnegie was brilliant in a lot of ways. And one key thing I took from his training programs is that he would have people focus on just one thing at a time for many days and sometimes for weeks. And boy, did it work. I have seen so many people move from fear to courage and then to confidence in a matter of weeks if they really zeroed in on working one thing. Turns out when it's behavioral, focusing on one thing and doing just that is huge. So we do the same thing inside the academy, and I'd invite you to do the same thing for yourself. Pick one area of your vision to start on. You decide. Maybe it's the place that's most important. Maybe it's the place that's most interesting. It's less important exactly what it is and way more important that it's one thing and you start. If you can discipline yourself to do that, the traction you'll get will propel you forward to achieve the broader vision much more quickly. There are tons of things you can do tactically to get movement. Inside the academy, the next step for each participant is to create a 90-day commitment. That's our framework for moving forward. So here are two next steps you might take. One step is, on your own, follow a framework for behavioral change that will help you to get where you want to go. Two past episodes of Coaching for Leaders will help with this, and I'll link both of them in the notes. One is episode 337, Six Tactics for Extraordinary Performance with Morten Hansen. In that episode, Morten and I discussed his research on how to change your behavior through a six-step process. It's well backed by research. It's a great framework to help you to get traction on just one thing. It's also one of the most downloaded episodes I've ever aired. The other episode that will help you a lot here is episode 376, How to Become the Person You Want to Be with James Clear. In that episode, James and I discuss his book Atomic Habits and the research he's done to help people make change. It's a super popular book within our academy community. And of course, a lot of work on our visions starts with changing habits. That framework will also help you get started, so check it out. Or this may be where you say, hey, I want to look into the academy where I'm going to be moving on my vision each week of the year. And if that may be right for you, I invite you to consider the academy by visiting coachingforleaders.com/academy. And you can apply for limited seating in the academy. And that is open for the final time this year through this coming Friday, September 13th. I have had a bunch of questions come in about the academy since this course has been airing over the last 5 days. So I've been collecting them up and putting them together, and I'm in the process of producing an audio FAQ of the most common questions that will be available coming on Thursday, September 14th. So tomorrow, if you're catching this when this comes out. Now, I'm not going to air that here on the public feed because that bonus audio is only going to be useful to people who have either applied for the academy or plan to apply for the academy. However, if you receive my weekly leadership guide or if you've previously opted in for our early alert notification for the academy, I'll make sure to drop you an email on Thursday with just a quick link to that if it's useful for you to review. A final reminder that applications close on Friday to the Academy. coachingforleaders.com/academy is where to go for more details and to apply. Thank you so much for engaging with this course and for the privilege you've given me to inspire you a bit on taking the next step. Now, go and start moving on your vision.